Troy Malone, who's the head boys coach over at Norbert. And, hey, Troy, appreciate you calling. You know, you call very regularly, so I guess you're probably, next time it snows, going to expect me to come down and scoop your walk, aren't you?
Oh, you know what? That would be helpful because it's hard for me to get my daughter out there to do it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, those teenage girls, those younger girls, they just that's not in their game plan, is it?
No, not at all.
Hey, Troy, appreciate you calling. Hey, tonight you play Tri-County, and looks like a good ball game, low-scoring game. Looks like you come out on a short end of a 36-35 game.
It was. You know, it's been a while for us. It was a great game, and the kids experienced, you know, that close but come up short feeling, and hopefully that'll stick with us for a minute so that we learn, hey, we don't want to feel that way. You know, we came out today, and we probably played one of our best games we played in a while, under control, limiting our mistakes, and finding the right play, the right person, and we looked really good. And then we'd have those moments where we'd want to go back to bad habits, and we'd not look so good. And so tonight was one of those growth nights, and one of those nights where, hey, I don't want to feel this way next time.
Well, and to go on the road, one-point game, and you hold Tri-County to 36 points, so it sounds like on the defensive end, you guys must have played pretty well.
We did. They were far more athletic than they were a year ago. They're a much better team than they were a year ago, and they have better size this year. And, you know, I followed their scores online, and they've been competitive in a lot of their games, you know, and they've beat a couple teams here that we played, and so teams have beaten us. So for us to come out there and play that, and it was man-to-man. We played man-to-man all but maybe a few possessions. So to come out there with that defensive intensity, play man-to-man, step in those passing lanes, hedge, do all those things that I've been asking them to do, I mean, it was really, really fun to watch.
Troy, who played well for your Norbert boys tonight?
Well, I could say as a group we played well tonight, but Kobe Gibson, freshman, he's about 6'4", and he's finally figuring some things out, and he looked real good. We put him at the high post tonight and against their zone defense, and he made a lot of great decisions. Had to call a timeout and say, hey, you're in a great position, but you have to make those decisions quicker. And once he made his mind up that, okay, I'm just going to play and make that decision, I mean, he really, really put a lot of pressure on them. Johnny Miller, he in the third quarter, he stepped up and made two big threes for us. Kanan Ellis was big on the rebounds. Cash Rebo was big, guarding their big kid. So it was really, really a long time coming to see a great team effort.
Well, you got to feel like your guys, you got a young team this year. I know a young and experienced team, but I know you're working very hard with them. You got to feel like the guys are coming along pretty well.
They are. We had a nice meeting the other day where we laid some things out. We talked about stuff and was like, okay, if you have something to say this time, say it. And it showed up tonight. And we made the way we played, the decisions we made, the things they took to heart. And that's kind of the thing that we needed. And so I can't be more proud of these guys to come back. You know, it's been a tough season. I think the expectations were a little higher than where we're at right now. But to come back and say, okay, I could do something a little different. I could do something a little better. And to be able to go out on the floor and do that, you know, that puts us in a good position coming up in these next couple weeks.
Okay, you got the CLAA tournament. That starts tomorrow, and looks like your boys are in a play-in game. You play tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. You play Breckenridge, and then that gets you up against Keytesville if you win that one. Keytesville, of course, Keytesville and Northwestern knocked you off earlier in the week. But Breckenridge, you got to feel like that's a game you'll match up pretty well in.
It was, and it will be. We played them early in the season. You know, we're real early in the season. So we'll see if we can, you know, be that same intensity and do the kind of same things we did last time we played them. But then you don't want to look too far ahead. But if we do end up playing Keytesville on Tuesday night, that'll be the third time we played them this season, you know, twice within a week. So it's real interesting with Keytesville because the first time we played, we pushed them a little bit. You know, it's fun when you make them call timeouts. It's fun when you make them coach against you. And we pushed them, and so the second time we played them, they came out with a very aggressive man-to-man. So, you know, our kids understand all that. They understand, you know, that we got to come out, we got to play Saturday and, you know, play Friday night and get home a little later, you know, maybe get off your routine a little bit, and but we'll show up, we'll go, you know, bus at 9:20, get there and play our game and go from there.
Troy, appreciate the call. Good luck tomorrow in the tournament, and always enjoy the visit, and I'll keep my snow shovel handy.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, see you, Troy.